Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you as we go into this new day, Father God, your mercies are new. Thank you, Lord, that all creation belongs to you and all creation finds their place in you. And so we thank you for a new day to be blessed by you, experience you, and be pleasing to you. As we stay in the Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, family. It's Ephesians chapter 2, and it's verses 4 to 6.
But God, being so very rich in mercy, because of his great and wondrous love with which he loves us, even when we were spiritually dead and separated from him because of our sins, he made us spiritually alive together with Christ. For by grace, his undeserved favor and mercy, you have been saved from God's judgment. And he raised us up together with him when we believed and seated us with him in the heavenly places because we are in Jesus
Christ. Hallelujah. It's just so beautiful to understand the heart of God. God so loved the world, that's all creation. He sent his Son so that us who believe don't perish, but have the God quality of life. And so in the eyes of God as a gift to man, you know, he's already made man, and man's got this beautiful creation that he's in, that we're all in. But then he showed his love again for us in sending his Son. And when his Son died, in God's eyes, that's for humanity. And when Jesus was raised, it's a sign that we've been set free. And more than that, Jesus has been raised to be seated in heavenly places with all authority. And that's a sign that we are now restored, that which we lost in Adam has been restored in Jesus for us to enjoy the heavenly family, their favor, their leading, inheritance, a portion. These thoughts are new to us every morning. And that's the reality of it, guys. The love of God has moved on our behalf, and we've got Jesus mediating for us, that we and the mediating so that we wake up to our portion. And then together with him, we make a difference in this world. And so the beauty, the goodness of God has come and has been played out on a daily basis. We are being refreshed, we are being blessed and experiencing the days that have been ordained for us. So, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you again for your presence. We thank you for your leading. Thank you for that wonderful word that Gary shared last night, Lord, of just staying in tune with you. We enjoy all that has been set apart for our lives, so we can be a blessing and an inspiration and a light in the darkness for our household, those outside, and whoever we see, Lord, because thank you, Father God, you are shining your light into our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.